1, 3, 3, 7.
Welcome back to Lead Speak Live. This is episode 7. I'm your host, Rapture Rabbit. This is a show that is not hosted by industry professionals or video game developers. This is a show brought to you by real gamers in the real world who love what they play and what they do and want to share some of that love and their opinions with you. Again, I'm your host, Rapture Rabbit. With me today, I'm joined by...
The boy.
And we have a new guest host tonight.
Happy Camper.
Happy Camper.
Yeah.
He's,
welcome.
Well, today, welcome, absolutely. This is his first episode. He's been contributing.
How's it going, guys?
He's contributed to the junk bag, which we have to do some more junk bag, actually.
Yeah.
We haven't done any of that for a while. But again, welcome, Happy Camper.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, an avid gamer for sure.
Yes.
So, drink check, gentlemen. Happy Camper. Let's start with you. What are you drinking today?
A little Tsingtao beer. It's a little Chinese beer.
Nice.
Real cheap, pretty much. That's about it.
Chinese Coors Light.
It's like the Pabst of China.
What do you think of that?
Oh, you know, it's tasty. It's like I said, it's the Pabst of China.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
And, son, what are you drinking tonight?
Tonight I'm doing the Tiger beer.
Is it also
it's
an
a
Asian,
lager.
Asian beer of some kind?
It could be.
Nice.
It has Asian symbols on it.
What is the image there? Is that a tiger?
Tiger.
How original. Nice.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah.
Weird.
Those are marketing geniuses right there.
Tasty though.
So, your week in gaming.
I always do that.
You know, I must say, this is the 7th or 8th episode now. I think it's 7, right?
Yeah. Skipping yourself?
Seven.
That's not fair.
And, I always do this. Every single episode, I realized, I think these half those episodes, I've forgotten to mention what I'm drinking.
You start doing the movie portion of the show, and then you're like, oh, by the way, I'm drinking.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like talking about my life, and like, and then my wife. That bitch, she did this to me. Oh, wait, drink check. Oh, I forgot to mention. Yeah. So I am actually drinking a Houghton Shiraz. That is Australian. Yes.
Quality.
It's an outstanding red wine. Lots of fruit. And one of my favorites. So that's always drinking the wine.
You call yourself a fruity guy.
I am a little fruity, yes. I mean, clearly. And if you're drinking the wine, you know that it's either one or two things. You're either worldly... And, you know, and educated and like, oh, you're a wine. Or you're a wino.
And in my case. They come out of a bottle or a box.
Yeah. In my case, I'm just a wino. I'm not a wine collector. I'm a wine drinker. So.
I'd rather be a drinker than a collector.
That's right. Well, exactly.
Never
exactly. No, I know. There's no reason. It's like having those toys, like your McFarlane figures.
Yeah.
Or your you know.
But don't crack the seal, damn it.
Yeah, you're going to bring down the value.
The air's going to corrupt the color.
Yeah. I'm supposed to play with it. Yeah.
Throw it in the mud.
Or like, you ever meet people that play Magic, but they don't play with their cards because they're valuable?
Yeah.
But like, aren't the cards valuable because they are good cards?
Mm-hmm.
So,
no. I like. Have you ever seen the cards with the hard plastic cover, like the hard plastic ones, so their deck becomes like from like an inch tall to like 10 inches tall.
Yeah, you're playing with like
you can't shuffle them ever.
Your deck looks like a stack of Jenga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Draw.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Garbage.
So that's good times. But anyway, so let's move on. Our week in gaming. Again, since we have a new guest host tonight, let's start with our guest host, Happy Camper, Senor. How's your week? Actually, how's your life in gaming been? Because we haven't had a weekly update with this gentleman.
All right.
Hey,
well,
what you doing?
Right now, it
what
consists
do you
of three games currently.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a little GTA 4, of course. Trying it out. It's a wonderful game. You know,
I'm amazed
by the graphics and just the level of detail.
I have to agree. There's some controversy on LeetSpeak, in the world of LeetSpeak, I must say, there's been some controversy for sure. Carleone, who obviously isn't with us this week, definitely has some opinions that vary from mine. In fact, he said that, and you probably, I know you listen to the show, but he said that WoW is a better game than GTA because GTA basically, you can do anything you can do in WoW. I mean, anything you can do in GTA, you can do in WoW.
To a certain extent, yes. It's a different
feeling altogether.
WoW is hard to pick up and to set down. I'll go in to check my bank before you know it. I'm like doing a heroic dungeon and I'm like, oh wow, well,
8 hours have gone by.
Three hours are gone, and like
you've gone through three divorces.
You know, we're like, I can pick up GTA 4. I'm not saying that makes it a better game by any means, but it is a more casual pickup. It's a fun game. It does at some point get, I don't want to say boring. I want to say it's like repetitive.
Your question?
Where like, I guess it, you know, WoW can get repetitive too, but
it
has way more of that addiction of like, gotta level, gotta get the new ace. You know, I've been working for 2 weeks to get this piece of armor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, I got some bracers. You know,
could you imagine? Could you imagine if like in World of Warcraft, if you could level infinitely? Oh, say there was no cap.
Insane.
But I mean, like, the levels get so big and so long.
Well,
eventually you could be the... I mean, imagine if you could eventually be the ruler of or Stormwind. Or you could, you know,
be
you
the
could
god
aspire
of some sort
to being...
There
yeah.
was a game like that where... I'm trying to remember. What was it called? It was like... It flopped. But it was like, for 1 week, one player could be the top and it was in charge of, like, that server. Like, he could control the weather and, like, had his own castle.
Wow.
And cool. stuff. It sounded cool. I don't know. It just flopped.
I bet you St. Jason would know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
He did unravel the mystery of Minx and, what was it, Baldur's Gate? You remember St.
Right.
Jason? Yeah.
Boo, go for the eyes,
yeah,
Boo.
Boo, yeah. Go for the eyes, Boo, yeah. St. Jason's our UK. He's my man over across the ocean there that gives me all the scoops and the news and keeps us honest, honestly. You know, we're, like I said, we're not professionals, and this is really
we're just casual gamers.
Yeah, casual gamer. Well, I'm a hardcore gamer. I don't know about you.
Well, I'm
definitely
legal. Casual means, like, you know, several hours a night.
It means you don't get paid, basically, to play games? Yeah.
It just means I'm not making money.
Don't have a salary coming
in. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I also want to express how WoW can save your life. Now, listen to this. All
right. Wait a second. Let me read. What'd you just say? WoW can save my life.
Save your life. In a sense of...
Live longer.
All right.
WoW
fine example. I won't mention any names, but there's... I had a friend who I recently got addicted to, you know, WoW and stuff. And that, I shouldn't say saved his life, because his life wasn't in danger. But he used to go out every night, and, you know, he dropped $40 at the bar and all that stuff. And, you know,
sure.
You go out and you drink a ton. It's really unhealthy for you. Now he plays WoW. And you know how much money that has saved him?
Oh, yeah.
That's like 2 months.
And
it's amazing. You're like, it costs you $15 a month, but if you're going out every night and dropping $40 a night, drinking and having fun, I mean, granted, still do that stuff. Don't become a cave
hermit.
But
when your friends call you,
it can save you money. I mean, and especially if you have all your buddies are playing, because then everyone is, hey, let's just drink beer and play some WoW.
Sure.
I mean, granted, some people will never understand that.
Well, the problem is there's a mystique applied to gamers, especially gamers that play, you know, consistently, like, you know, MMOs, and or in my case, you know, I've been plastered with a reputation for as being a gamer that is neglecting his duties because I've been playing a lot of GTA in conjunction with WoW, you know, and so my grass is a little longer than it's been lately, and, you know, my wife has been hounding me to maybe spend some time with her now and then, you know, but the thing is, though, again, you know, if you realize these are healthy habits. I mean, yes, I have body by bacon. I know that.
Yeah.
But I maintain a great job, you know, and, which is, you know, I also have great relationships with my family, and, you know, all those things are important to maintain those relationships. And you know, you have to have a healthy understanding of what's normal and what isn't. And you don't come in, pat your kids on the head and go down to the basement, you know, I mean, You have to spend time, and then when everyone goes to bed, then you play even for a couple of hours. I play generally. My wife works days, and there's a few hours when I get up out of bed before I go to work. I generally play about between 10 and 2. Now, it's a good 3-4 hours. It's a good chunk of time to play. Yeah,
get some stuff done there.
Yeah, but it doesn't interfere with my, you know, family dinners. It doesn't interfere with going to, you know, if I have to go to lunch, I can put it down and go to lunch. Right. And that's the important thing to divide. The problem is, there's always a few extreme examples of any situation that's going to paint a picture, and it's applied to everybody that, you know, is involved. And, you know, you remember it happened with Dungeons and Dragons in the 70s.
When kid went lived in a cave and died from starvation. Weird.
Remember hearing about that?
It's video games' fault. It's not the kid might have been messed up and had a messed up childhood.
Clearly.
I mean, it's Dungeons and Dragons.
Of course. What's the only... Because we can't blame the parents.
The parents couldn't support, like, you know, the kid and, like, have a safe childhood.
Maybe you could talk to your child. Yeah.
He had to go dive himself in the world of Dungeons and Dragons for safety.
For some love.
Yeah.
He was important in his world.
My mage loves me.
Well, exactly, and that's the part, you know, the problem with all that thing. So, but anyway, so back to your week in gaming, Happy Camper.
All right.
So you said GTA 4, of course.
Yes, and wow,
and you like it, right?
Oh yeah, it's great.
Have you finished it yet? How far along are you?
Not too far along. The problem with that game is it's hard to stay on task. I just like to go around and fuck around.
Yeah.
I love, like,
every
see
GTA
how much.
I've done that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you start on a mission and it goes like, oh, I just fucked it up and there's cops in it. And then suddenly it's like, all right, whip out the fucking machine gun and just, like, start the show. I mean, that game can make you feel, like, amazing. Like, it can be like a movie sometimes.
Oh,
I remember
that's
this one time I was running from the cops and, like, I come out of burst out of an alleyway and suddenly this car, like, cop car, like, you know, fishtails. Like fishtails around the corner comes at me and I whip out and it's like unloading the fucking windshield and they come screeching to a halt and the windshield's broken and the cops are all in their dead and you pull them out and you jump in there and the cops are coming up and suddenly you hear sirens again and you like jump in and you drive away and it's like, wow, I feel like I'm in a movie.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like a movie too.
You told me how it felt like Seven or not Seven.
Heat.
Yeah.
It felt like it was in Heat, you know, just run down. Trying to run away from the cops, keep turning around, lay down some fire. You know.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean,
it's great.
I guess it's just fun. It's hard to like keep on the missions. The missions aren't bad, but it's too easy to
it's
just
like
fuck
questing.
Around in that game.
It's
you
know? Questing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else?
Of course, I've played some WoW.
Mm-hmm.
I just got my Gladiator
so,
sword.
Well,
WoW's so,
right. Everyone's beating you for the first time. And so you play WoW.
I play WoW.
The same
I
server.
Just,
Blood
I've been playing for like 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
At level 70. Yes, I know I'm a little not record fast, but play time from 1 to 70 was 12 days.
12
days?
12 days
and like 9 hours.
Very elite, man.
That's
I think
quick.
I played just 12 days this week,
yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Well, yeah, it was 12 days of playing time.
No, I
not
understand.
Like 12
no.
days. Like,
yeah.
You know, I didn't sleep for 12
no.
days. So.
And then what's the name of your character?
Bloody Mind.
Bloody Mind. And what are you playing?
I'm playing a rogue. Yes, look out, warlocks.
How do you like
counter
the rogue?
Warlock.
I love rogues. They're fun. It's like, it
rogues.
Fits my personality.
Yeah, I'll tell you
I
what. Like... People that have listened to the show know I'm new in the World of Warcraft. I'm a new visitor, and I just landed on the World of Warcraft. But rogues are the bane of my existence so far. Man, rogues, when I'm like trying to go out and quest, and just trying to get some like damn tiger skin, you know, and up my goals, get my mounts, and... And I'm just out questing, doing my stupid like collect so many shards from the
yeah.
from the you know the what are they called the guys the murlocs whatever yeah you know I'm just like trying to do my thing, and I get I'm just looking, hanging out and these fuckers roll and they're like they're, I don't even see a number it's just a skull
big death symbol
yes it's just a fucking not a Union Jack but what do they call it a Jolly Roger or whatever yeah Jolly Roger that skull and crossbones and
yeah.
pirates yeah. So, you know, that's all I see. And so it's
you
death.
Just don't do anything. You just look at him. You're like,
and then yeah. the asshole. Yeah, exactly. I see him coming. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I just /dance. And then I start dancing around.
That's what I usually do. It's like.
Sometimes
it's
it
like
actually a... works. I'm like, well, he's not running away. So it's not the chase that
it's
they
like,
want.
Oh.
If the guy's fighting back, he's like, oh, sweet. This is fun. I can gank him all day long. And I'll camp you. But if you start like waving at him. And then when you die. And then you resurrect right next to him. It's wave at him again. And you're like, well, this is stupid. No, he doesn't care. You know,
yeah,
he
discourages.
Dude, that's great. I couldn't figure out a way to like express that. Like, because I'm just so irritated. Like, come on, man. You know, like, you're not frustrated.
The best thing to do is don't play in their game, you know? It's like someone pokes funny if you act like you don't even care. You know, like, oh, whatever. Then they're, this kind of, then they're like, oh, well, this guy, I'm not affecting this guy's life, so I'll go fuck with someone else.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
the
really,
worst thing about
genius,
ganking
dude.
Is like, everyone hates getting ganked, but when you gank, you
oh,
feel
yeah.
like revenge. Like, all those
oh,
times
yeah.
like that's fucking
right.
ganking, and then
oh,
you're like,
yeah.
You know, somewhere in the world's going,
fuck! Yeah.
I have 20 minutes before I gotta go to work, and this asshole. Big
it's even better.
I only
like,
need one more, like, fucking whatever, flint, stone, whatever, to
yeah.
beat my quest and make level 35. Before I go to work, I have this feeling of satisfaction, but no.
No, this asshole is camping my
freaking,
body.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Piss me off.
You don't understand. Everything in my soul is like, I get so either, okay, I get so either disinterested, at the point where I'm like, fuck it, I just log out and, you know. Or I get
so mad.
Yes,
revenge.
Or I get
oh.
so like frustrated that like I'm like well you know if I had a cat I'd hit hurt the cat you know what I'm saying
take your
like,
aggression down
like,
on
yeah
can't
find
himself.
Something weaker than me
gank the cat just
yeah. oh a rogue style like stick up on
backstab
yeah stab the cat with a banana. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's how I get, like, in my... So it's one of the stream or the other. So when I'm in the first mood, which is probably the better mood to be in, you know, like, oh well, you know, come on, man, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I guess I should dance or get all ice baby, you know, something, because...
Copper feel, rub his
that's
back
great,
or something.
That's great, though. That's genius,
shoulder rub and whatnot.
Yeah, dance.
Blow a kiss.
Blow a kiss is good,
blow a kiss at him or whatever. Yeah. Sometimes they'll just, like, okay, walk away and wave at you and run off, but...
Genius. That's good stuff.
Yeah, the best thing to do is just disarm the situation, like he was saying.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you, resurrect, like, I remember I got ganked by three people when I was, around 30s, and it was a funny moment because they're all standing around this hill waiting for me to resurrect, and I just kind of, like, they're all standing in one row, and I resurrect right next to them. They're like, it took them a while to realize I was standing right next to them. I was just standing there, like, looking at my body.
Yeah. It's like, who's going to come?
No, you were not. That's hilarious.
It's funny because they're all standing there, like, waiting for him
to
show
up.
And then I stand there, I'm like,
so serious.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, how's it going? What are you looking at?
You're like, ooh, yeah. It reminds me of like those old Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Yeah, like,
exactly.
Like, what's up, Doc?
Yeah, totally. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the great thing about being a rogue, though, is like, we get ganked, like, and just resurrect, vanish, you know?
Oof. Yeah, totally. And then not only that, but I chase your ass, and all of a sudden you're like,
he's gone.
Motherfucker, man. Where'd he go?
Tip for all rogues out there, the best thing to do if you want to get away and they're chasing you, after you vanish, as you vanish, move one direction, and as soon as you're invisible, go the exact opposite. Because then, like, head right towards the guy or something. Because they always go running off in the direction they last saw you. And then you just watch them running around, like, jumping around, trying to, like, shoot flares off. And you're 100 yards the other
opposite. That's what
flare
does, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
fucking noob.
But it's so hard to...
I have flare, yeah.
Flare gun, yeah, it's great. Because then you can see anyone around the flare.
No shit.
Yeah.
So if you like flare right around your little,
I read that, but it didn't click with behind.
Yeah, they'll shoot the flare and then they'll sit on the flare, just kind of wait and make sure no one hits.
Interesting.
Maybe you're gonna pick up something, just flare right next to it. Yeah, they can't gank you. I mean, they can if they're high enough level to just kill you in one shot. But
yeah, you know,
it doesn't matter.
So you play GTA, you play WoW. WoW is your primary game.
Yeah, you know, lately, yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know.
And what else do you play?
Call of Duty 4, PC.
PC.
I love that game.
Well, why PC versus a console?
Because I'm a PC gamer by heart.
Keyboard and mouse.
I am keyboard and mouse guy.
Yep.
I just love the
so much
feel
quicker.
Of the keyboard. You know, it's so much more accuracy, so much more. And I don't know if anyone else out there has played. Of course, someone somewhere out there has played. But PC version of Call of Duty 4, great and shitty at the same time.
Why is that?
Great, because it's like totally different of the fact that, you know, you can have up to 50 people on a map, you know, it gets nuts, you know.
Yeah.
But they need to adjust the levels of, like, your, you know, your, when you get three kills, you get the UAV, which is fine. But you know how easy it is to get five kills when there's 50 people running around?
Oh, so it's a constant.
So it's a constant, because, you know, when there's 25 people on their team chucking grenades all in one direction, it's like nonstop, boom, 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 and then... Everyone always has bombing strikes. And when you get a bombing strike, think about it. You're two kills away from a
helicopter.
Right.
And, you know, Xbox version, you know, it's hit or miss whether you're going to hit that with a bombing strike.
Click anywhere.
PC, it's like there's war fronts, you know. Everyone can't run around trying to find each other. Everyone comes together and fights over hallways.
That's an interesting...
So you know where they are. So you just go bomb strike and 10 kills are ranked up, and then you have a helicopter. And then it's pretty much the rest of the game, you don't get anything else because everyone has helicopters trying to get them off. And it's really a race, like you're watching the helicopter leave, everyone's waiting to press that button to send it in.
Huh. See, that's interesting because I played a lot of Call of Duty. I played all of my Call of Duty on Xbox 360.
Yeah, it's totally different because you're playing with
way
so
different.
Little.
It
because,
sounds
you,
like...
you know, seven kills is like killing the whole team. My longest kill streak was 31 kills.
Yeah, see, that's not the same game.
Like, and I've gotten up to 120 kills, but
you add how many more players into an arena that's the same size?
It's the same, and there's no adjustments.
Not only that, but now everyone's a lot more accurate because you're using
everyone's more accurate.
Keyboard.
Everyone's
so you just hold the fire button on a machine gun and they walk into it. I'm assuming,
yeah. Oh yeah, you get these fuckers, and you know, they get the freaking armor piercing, the wall penetration.
Yeah, stand behind
penetration,
a wall,
and they'll get the they'll lay down behind a wall, which you know everyone else has to. Run on the other side of the wall through, and they'll sit there just unloading, you know, just blind firing
because
through a wall.
Gotta,
but you know the other team has to come this
you
way.
You have to go through there, yeah. Yeah, so that's not
a tactical game, I don't think. You know, it's just,
well, it, Call of Duty is great, but in this, it's in, it, when you apply it to the PC and you apply it at that volume, I should say, that many players and such a small space with such a precise tool.
If you play with, like, there was one server, was it Seattle Bandits I play on. It's like a 20-person server. It's great, you know, because it's still fun because there's more people, but it doesn't get that insane. I mean, you'll just live for those moments where you feel like, you know, a king, a god, you know?
Sure.
Like,
well,
I'm on a roll, and you're just like, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone plays hardcore mode on PC.
Right. And I walk through my life most days feeling that way, so I understand.
You know what I'm talking about, then.
Yeah, we're all on the same level. That's good.
Yeah. So, Grant, remember, everyone plays hardcore. Now, how much easier is it to get a kill now? It's like the G3, one shot, bam, dead.
Yeah.
I love that gun. I mean, I have to sit far away and ping, ping, ping.
Oh, sure, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it makes sense.
It's a great game. At the same time, it can be so frustrating. There's been times where like you die 8 times in a row because you spawn and it's like bombs are dropping right then. You're like,
yeah, see, that's the kind of stuff that makes me upset about that kind of crap, man. But if I'm being thrown in a situation where it doesn't matter how skilled or unskilled I am, it's just
literally like the randomness. Like
it is death, yeah. That's like, not fun.
Like grenade spam. Everyone gets the 3 grenades and everyone's just throwing them over walls and you don't know if there's someone there. It's just like boom,
that's
boom,
not,
boom,
that's not
boom,
fun
boom,
to
boom,
me.
Boom,
I don't want to play
a
game like that.
Yeah, you set the controller down until like you finally get a moment to like, oh, sweet, it's my turn.
And I can't even type / dance.
Yeah.
Or /dead. Yeah, so it makes no, yeah. Damn it. You know, it makes no difference then.
Yeah.
Anyway, so anything else you want to mention about your week in gaming or your life in gaming other than...
Having fun a while working towards getting 100 points so I can get some bracers.
Now, you're generally a PC gamer.
Oh, yeah.
You love console games as well?
Yeah, I love console games, but PC, you know, console games I tend to play like games like Mass Effect or like GTA 4.
Sure.
Halo. Of course, I tried Halo.
Mass Effect.
I have to say, Call of Duty 4 better than Halo.
Oh, no, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a good question.
Halo 3 was such a letdown to me. I mean, it was fun. You're getting it, and then you're like, especially like when you get to the next Halo-ish thing, and you're like, this is the same fucking room with shiny paint on it.
Yeah, no, exactly. It was a fun game, and then I played Call of Duty, and I realized, oh, wow,
like, Halo
was
different.
Not fun.
Halo 3 is like, oh, look, it's the same kind of room again.
Yeah.
It makes sense, because I obviously built the Halos the same way, but come on.
Yeah.
It gets boring after a while. It's like, oh, same good level setup.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, boy. Son, scoot close to me here. Come over here and say hi.
Ooh, hey, baby.
What have you been playing this week? Before you start, I want to say something. I apologize to the listeners of the LeetSpeak community because it's been a little while since we actually talked to you guys. It's been about 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah,
we skipped an episode.
Couple.
Yeah. Well, you know, I must say there's been some transitional. It's been kind of a time where there's been a lot of change in my life, and there's an evolution occurring, and I'll tell you about it later on. But there's some things that are happening, that are not going to affect the show necessarily, but it has made it difficult for. Imagine, you know, if you have to move or you have to, you know, changing the state you live in, that kind of a thing. It's harder to get everyone together in order to do a show, and it's there's some transitions occurring right now in my life that are on the same sort of scale of epicness.
Right.
I must say. So I'll update everybody as we progress and everything else. But just know that we're not going anywhere. This, you know, we missed the 1 week. It was a bi-weekly episode. This was one time. But we're doing the best we can to maintain consistency. So I do apologize for the lack of last week's episode 7. So
we'll keep you updated on this sex change operation.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes.
We had to make sure. Yes. Well, hey, I mean, the Wachowskis, I'm a big fan of the Wachowskis. And, you know, I gotta maintain my fandom. So,
nice.
So son, what have you been playing?
Well, actually, last week, last Friday, Donnie and I enrolled in a Magic tournament.
Nice.
Yeah.
You and old Donson.
Donworth, yeah.
The Dominator.
Man, I haven't played that game forever.
That's a good game.
Oh,
actually.
Dude, we're all over it, man.
I used to have a dominating deck, man.
Yeah. Oh, so many people there. Like the thing of the whole tournament was combo decks. Like everybody had this endless chain that, like, once they got it off, there's nothing you could do about it.
Oh, really?
Like one guy had this combo of, like, it was like pay X mana, like target creature becomes XX. You know, however much mana, and so you don't have to pay anything. And like his creature was, when it goes into the graveyard, you gain its life or something like that. Some life gaining combo thing. I don't know how to explain it.
But it was an endless cycle.
It was an endless cycle. Once he got it off, like he could just sit there, bring it back in, and then do it again, like, because you know, it was free, you didn't have to pay any mana, and it became a 0/0 creature, and it
was tournament legal?
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was within the block.
Yeah, you know.
It's within the block set or whatever, like, it's an updated card, so it worked, you know, it wasn't, like, old.
I remember you said this, I've been since, like, I don't know, sophomore year since I played, but it was, I had this card, it was, like, a witch or something that, like, if she lasted, like, 5 turns, I win the game instead. it was my favorite card in the world. Like, everyone, when I play that,
holding your hand.
Like, oh, my God, and then we try and kill her. I don't even remember how to play the game anymore, but I just remember because it'd be great because it's like, ha-ha, you have five turns to kill me or I win.
Yeah, you get protection cards on it so you can't damage it or do anything to it. You're like, what are you going to do? I'm going to win 5 turns. But anyways, like, so, like, everybody had these combo decks where they, like, either do an infinite damage on you or something like that, where they, like, get us some combo off where, like, once this card goes in the graveyard, it does 1 damage to you. And then, like, another card that said, like, if this card goes in the graveyard, bring it back to your hand. And so they just do this infinite combo, which is you only have 20 life, so, you know, by turn 4, you're dead. And like, okay, well, I don't have anything to counter that.
By turn 4?
Yeah, like, okay, so I got my third man out, and now I'm going to play my demon card.
You got two land out.
Yeah, I got two land. I'm
and
like
a goblin.
Yeah, discarding cards because I don't have enough land. I'm like, damn it. So I got this big discard pile, and he's got this infinite life. I'm like, okay.
So you placed what?
I placed 6th out of, like, 15 or something like
that. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, actually, well, I...
It's not on the losery end.
Yeah, you're going to sound like you just walked away the first round.
Oh, I actually did really good. I mean, Donnie played, the same kid I played that had the infinite life gain thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Donnie, like, he's like, yeah, some net deck kid, you know, like, because he found this super deck on the internet built it, you know, he just bought all the cards. And so Donnie lost.
Mom bought all the cards.
Mom paid, you know, for it all. You know,
sure.
Thanks, Mom. You know. So
win it back, I swear.
Yeah, Donnie was 0-2 against the guy. I actually beat him because he didn't get his combo off. If he would have got his combo off, there's nothing I could have done.
Sure.
But I actually beat him because my deck, like, it's a Mirrorfolk deck. Like, they have other Mirrorfolk become a +1/+1 and gain Island Walk and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the cards that he was playing actually had Islands. So all my creatures were, like, 7/7s with Island Walk, so they can't be blocked. And so, and then I had this other card where at the end of my turn, untap all my Mirrorfolk.
Nice.
So I sit there and attack with them, can't be blocked, and then at the end of my turn I have all my blockers again.
Because why?
Because this enchantment card that says
allowed you to untap
at the end of your turn, untap all of your
Mirrorfolk.
Wow,
that's great.
Yeah, and so
great
it was
tactic.
A pretty cool
you
little
can
tactic.
Run
that
on your own?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool tactic, and then it actually worked out really well because they're all really buff cards, and you know, he only had 20 life, and so it only took like 3 turns to...
Once you got it set up.
Yeah.
That's the real trick, it seems like. I mean, there was luck involved in Magic,
right.
But... Okay, so take the luck out of the equation. Then it comes down to your ability to combo build and your ability to link cards.
Yeah,
and build
you know?
A deck.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, though. I mean, yeah, you have so many, you know, so many of your cards need to be land, so many of your cards need to be, you know, whatever. But I just mean that when you in what you're saying about building a deck, when you understand this card does this card and affects this card, and you put those all together. You know, that's where skill becomes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's definitely skill involved in the game. Yeah.
Of course.
Have you guys play the WoW card game yet?
I heard that was actually pretty fun. Yeah. I guess it's pretty close to the actual WoW game.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's cards like the Turtle Mount. That's how you have to get the card, and it has a code you type in.
Yes, I saw that today. Actually.
Yeah.
I was over in Booty Bay, and there's these goblins that hang out, and they're bodyguards. They're like 3 bodyguard goblins, and it was talking about doing that. It was like,
yeah, you got.
I thought it was a key to like getting because you know I haven't done any high end like dungeons or anything. I thought it was a key that you got that you unlock that you type in this number or whatever to unlock. But here's my thing. I thought it was odd because I thought, well, why wouldn't they just give me like a representation, like a quest key? You know?
Yeah, because if they give you a number, then everyone just put it on the internet.
Yeah, that's what was odd about it.
But yeah, I haven't played the game. I don't know if it's any good, but
alone,
it'd be kind of cool.
I now
like,
have to play the best. Yes.
I need a turtle mount.
I'm going to get some tomorrow.
Your characters are like just like the character in the game. Like if you play a warlock, like you'll play a spell. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on this. You know, if somebody's played, and like, no, that's not how it is. But what I've heard is like it'll do like damage over time, just like the warlock dot. You know?
Cool.
Or like you know, like your hunter, or you
no
just sit there and heal yourself.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome game. You know, like I want to try it now. You know.
Well, I'll invest tomorrow if you want to come over.
I'll play
and go
turtle first. Mount because it goes in water.
Ooh,
and
really?
Wouldn't that be nice? No more like, oh shit, it landed in the water. And
does it walk across the water? Or
it like
just
swims across.
Just swimming. Oh, that's pretty cool.
You can't like dive underneath, but well, as far as I know, I just saw pictures of the thing like cruising. Was like, man, that'd be tactical
that
to have, you know?
I hate swimming.
Yeah, I hate swimming, especially in, what was it, AB. You know, like if you ever like not make it the jump. I end up in the water, and I got, damn it.
It's one of the battlegrounds.
Nice. Yeah. So, match tournament?
So, yeah, I placed sixth. I actually won a few. I was actually surprised, you know, because, like, last time I played, I placed, like, eighth or something like that. And, like, last...
Why, you weren't trying?
I guess not.
Yeah. There is no try. Yeah. There's only do.
It's like, oh, that's what I do, you know?
Yeah.
But that was fun. So I got some, like, random card. They, like, give you, like, rare cards that you can pick from. Like, cool. If you place, like, a certain, like, you know, first place gets the best pick because he gets the, you know, the first choice.
Oh, I see, sure.
You know, so I got the sixth best card.
That was the prize?
Huh?
That was the prize?
Yeah, prize. Like, and then, like, last place gets, like, a whole, like, stack of uncommon cards or something like that. Or common cards. Mm. So it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
I guess they do it, like, every...
What was that at?
It's at the Nexus place. Nexus, you know, the one by your old house. Yeah. It's right there. That, and then also I've been in the WoW, you know.
Of course,
Standard WoW.
And you've been playing...
Actually, me and my friend, we played mages. He started one...
You started a new one? A new character?
Yeah, we're still a Horde, or whatever, on our old, on our different server than
undead.
You guys.
Undead.
Yeah, Undead Horde.
Oh, you didn't pick the pretty boys and the blood elves?
Blood elf. I'm trying to blood elf.
They are fucking pretty, though.
They're pretty boys. Cute. Yeah, they're pretty cute.
I want to do one of those. If I start a Horde character, I'm going
to
do one of those.
The whole point of that was to try and get more people to switch over to Horde.
Absolutely.
So, like, I don't want to be ugly.
No, absolutely, yeah. That's exactly what I was. Yeah.
Like, if I was Horde, I'd probably pick an orc warrior. I could never be, like, something, like...
Good-looking on the Horde side?
Yeah. I couldn't... either... Undead always looks small. I like the character to look like he's badass, you know?
I go by racial abilities.
Not me. I'm going to be when the expansion pack comes out, I'm going to be a gnome death knight.
Well,
I'm going to be like the Black Knight, but like fucking...
Two
fucking
inches
tall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Death has come for you.
Yeah.
Take him out, dude.
Well, you better hurry up and get to level 55.
Yeah, I know. I'm almost there, man. I'm a level 34 or 35. One of those two.
Somewhere
it starts
in that
to
range.
Blend. Yeah, it's not 60, so it blends, or 70.
Yeah.
It starts to blend, you know. But all I know is, here's the thing. I'm not less than 30, but I'm not quite 40 because I don't have a mount. Mm. So that's where I'm sitting.
You have money saved for a mount?
I have like 130 gold.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
That's
for
like
me,
prime.
That's
I make 100 gold a day.
Well,
and that's not trying, even. That's just like, oh,
once you're 70, it's like.
That's what. That's what I make pimping my mom. You know,
yeah.
100 gold a day.
Pimping my mom.
Yeah.
It's funny because even though I make 100 gold, it still like disappears, and like I always end up with the same amount.
Well,
like,
then how much do you have to pay when you get damaged?
Yeah, man, it depends. Most I've ever had to pay right now is 10 gold, but that's because I don't have any good shit right now.
I've had to pay like 20-something once.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, but you have
like
probably like gladiator stuff or. Just, PvE stuff?
Yeah, I got season one. All season one stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. So now I'm saving...
Aren't they on
season
one?
I was like tempted not to get that, like, the armor for season one because, like, it's not much better than the stuff... Like, I have, like, the 0.5 season. Like, that stuff you get, the rogue gear that you get from being honored with all the rations. And it's a little bit better, but it's not, like, for how long it would take me to gain all those honor points.
Yeah, it took me a long time.
It's not that great of, like...
Oh, an upgrade.
Yeah, it's like I'd rather just get the gladiator, like the, you know, arena stuff.
How much resilience do you have, though? That's like the thing.
It's like the only difference. Oh, I guess it does add. I don't know. It's like 150 or 160 something.
Yeah, all my gear, like I have like 375 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I guess
like
that would make the difference, but God, it's like.
So I don't
get such like,
as high and as often. You know, that's like kind of what the difference is.
I was just going to use it to spend on getting like. The stuff that's not in the set, like the boots, the belt, the bracers, and all that stuff. Because that was, actually, like, my bracers I have right now suck.
Yeah, they're all green.
Yeah, it's the only green item I have.
Oh, you should have seen my character when he, like, first hit 70. He looked like a bum. Like, he looked like he took, like, some garbage and just wrapped it around himself and started walking around in random matching boots. And it's like, God, he looks so dumb. You know, like, everybody is like, oh, go for that guy. You know, we play.
Yeah, exactly. You look for the muscle. Like,
I
want the
goggles
the glaives from the Ilion drops. I love those things. People run from those things. Like, they say, oh, shit, run the other way.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And just giant glowing green things that just let you recognize them and go, ooh, that guy must be good.
Yeah,
he's scary.
He's on fire.
Yeah.
He's on fire! Anyway. So, just the Magic in the WoW.
Magic
stuff.
In the WoW, lady.
You play WoW wholeheartedly. And
uh-huh.
You're an investor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We got our mages to 60.
Nice.
So we're,
are you excited about the expansion?
I don't know. I haven't really read about it.
Well, I guess it leaked this week. That's what I heard. I haven't substantiated that. I haven't gone online and checked it out, but I was listening to the World of Warcast, which is another, it's a strictly Warcraft podcast that's on iTunes. Great podcast, a lot of fun. But anyway, they were discussing the idea, or the fact that there was an alpha test or a beta test. I think it's alpha test.
Right, alpha, beta's not out yet.
Yeah, that has leaked. Hmm. And someone got a hold of it, and there's literally, like, you can go online, you can download the music for the new expansion pack.
Oh, really?
You can see photos of the new characters, including the Death Knight. You can see, yeah, maps of the new world. And there's some really, I guess, some things that, really some big spoilers and some things that they weren't ready to release yet. But, again, I haven't seen that myself, so mm-hmm. it's just what I heard. But it's a good source. It's a good source.
Huh. So I hope they come up with another hero class, because if they just do one, it's really going to see a flood of Death Knights all, like, opening thing. Everyone's going to be Death Knights, like, right off the bat. It's like, oh, look, 5,000 Death Knights are
right. Well, there's going to be two different, like, starting points, though. Like, instead of, like, how everyone starts wherever the new area, the new patch is, remember, mm-hmm. you start there, and that's it's crowded, and everyone's
right.
Well, there's going to be two different extremes that you can start on, so that people hopefully will spread out over the continents. Yeah, yeah. And if you have, what's the maximum characters you can have? Is it 8 or 12? I think it's 8.
Per
a realm,
or
something like that.
Realm? Per a realm,
per server, yeah.
You can have as many as you want on multiple.
It was
servers. For one server, I think it's like 8 or something.
I think it is 8, yeah.
I only got one, right? Oh, I got 2, a bank bitch. So
you're going to have to bank bitch.
Yeah.
You're going to have to delete, you know, characters if you are at 8, so before you can add a new one for the new expansions and things. So keep that in mind as well. But anyway, was that it?
Yeah, that's all.
Nothing
I've been playing
else?
Lately.
No console gaming?
No.
No Diner Dash? Or
nah.
No Cake Maker?
Cake Maker,
like
no. They're working on, I don't know if you guys...
Railroad Tycoon, nothing.
I don't know if you guys like, but they're working on Aspect 2, which I thought was a great game.
What is it?
I didn't even play the first Mass Effect.
Mass Effect, hell yeah.
I love that game.
Only
thing I hated about that game was the physics of that damn vehicle.
It was the worst
It didn't matter what gravity you were in. It's just like so awkward, just tumbling all over.
It was like you were driving a marshmallow or something.
I don't know. That thing was
a ball of goo.
And, like, you couldn't aim right, and, like, those things would be attacking you. You couldn't get the turret low enough. And you're like, fucking what?
It was like a marshmallow.
You just wanted to get out and just shoot rockets at
it. Filled with helium. I saw that. Yeah.
And it was like, woo! It landed, bounced all over the place.
Same with, like, that. Same with, like, the sniper targeting. Did you ever use, like, a sniper rifle? It was really hard to aim with that thing. Maybe my skill was lame, but I could not aim
your
for
skill
shit.
Was lame.
Not my own personal skill. My skill level.
I think, that's what I'm talking about. Because, if you, it gets better as you level it up.
Okay.
I never played sniper. It's like, because none of the battles happen far away. Everything's
they
like,
did when I was
face,
no,
like,
they did when I had to jump out of that stupid fucking truck.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah, when you got them jump out.
And I was, like, on the snow level. Remember that snow level where you had to go through those tunnels?
That one wasn't bad. I always find, like, when...
Just agree with me, please. Right. Just
so the story can move on.
Yeah. Yes, my man.
Yes, my man. Yeah. No, but I could never aim that stupid sniper rifle, man. So that was always a frustration point for me. But if they come out with Mass Effect 2, hopefully
you can be more
fix the
more like thing. That. That's the only thing I was disappointed in. It's like, you know, like they were the same guys who like designed like KOTAR.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you can be like really, really good, really, really evil. Here it was like, you can be bad, but you're still like,
Yeah, you were good, like wholesome, like smiles and cupcakes and sunshine, or you were like,
you're grumpy,
like just
and you kind kill of
rude,
people who
yeah.
like, didn't talk to you nicely.
You were kind of cocky, but you were never
like,
evil stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
And I gotta drown some little girl.
Yeah. You were like the bubbles in the mud, like,
there was a couple points. Like, I remember the first time you get down, like, remember there's that giant plant thing that was mind-controlling
like
the people?
Like the refinery? Oh, no. Oh, yeah, the alien?
Yeah, remember when they, like you first come across the second group of survivors and that mom's like freaking out about her daughter and that guy, one guy back-talk you? Like how the second time you come back, you can like choose to shoot him in the face. You know, he like talks shit and you just go, boom!
Oh,
like,
oh,
shit!
You chose that option.
I was like, this is unacceptable, and I chose that one, and he just pulls out a pistol. And, kabam! Like, oh, crap. Everyone's like,
Are you the guy that harvested the little sisters? You did, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. The old BioShock.
Son of a bitch.
Anyway. Oh. So, what have you been? Anything else other than that?
Other than WoW and that? No.
I'll tell you right now, I am such the convert. All I've been playing is WoW. That's it, dude. All the time. Every free moment I have, it's just, wow.
AGTA. Like,
I knew it wasn't coming. Well, I
just wait till you get to the point where you're trying to get honor points.
Dude,
log in for an hour and just get, you know.
Well, after we record the show,
really quick.
After we're done with the show here, I have to go. I have an appointment to get on there and run the monastery.
Yeah, Scarlet
Monastery.
Right. And I'll probably be running that with you.
Yeah, you should.
Bonking people on
the head. You should, absolutely. And you should level up your guy on what's his name?
What was his name?
You don't even
Grimwald. His name
Grimwald.
Is Grimwald.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. I have so many characters. I'm like, I got to delete some when the new patch comes out, you know.
Yeah. I'm excited about the new patch, though. I'm excited to see what it's going to bring, you know.
New expansion. Does anyone know when the next
season 4?
Yes.
I don't know. I keep hearing 3 weeks, but they've said that for like the last month. Yeah, 3 weeks. Still?
Yeah.
Two weeks.
It's like a parakeet. What is that?
Two weeks. Hey, that should be a contest. Name that movie.
What's this from?
Ah, see?
There you go.
What we told you.
The two weeks?
What's this from?
All right, anyone I can know, I'll send you original copies of X-Wing and TIE Fighter for the Macintosh. Is it X-Wing and TIE Fighter?
Yeah. I go old school, so I hope you got an old enough computer running.
Yeah,
but
try to
play it.
Yeah.
Those games are great back in the day.
Yeah, send me an email. Send it to
Rapture Rabbit. Name that movie. What is this quote from?
At leadspeak.com. What is it?
Two weeks.
Oh, you sound like a parakeet. Is it? Two weeks. Anyway, good movie, by the way.
It's a good one.
Movie, yeah.
My parents always quote that because
everything's over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, you know.
Talk about next week. But anyway, so my week in gaming has been wild. I tried a couple times. I went online. I played some XBLA. They have some new games. They have what's it called? It's probably been on there for a while. I haven't logged on to my XBLA for a while, but they have Wits and Wagers. It's an old board game. Do you guys ever play that one? It's like a trivia board game. And anyway, it's a really cool game. It's Wits and Wagers. What it is it's on the Xbox Live Arcade. You go in there, and you can play, it'll give you a trivia question. You choose your closest answer or what you think is the best answer or what you think maybe someone else would choose is the best answer. And then you bet on what you think is the right answer, the closest answer to the right answer without going
over.
Can
you kill anyone, or is this
No, you can't kill anybody.
Trivia, yeah.
it's like Jeopardy.
If the puzzle fits, I get a hit.
No.
It's not Puzzle Fighter.
But that one might actually make an interesting kind of element, because there's these characters that you pick, like your avatar, and you pick these faces, and they're all like real people. So like this weird, like you get like this old black guy, or this crazy Asian lady, and they're all like, you know, weird faces on them, and they like change throughout the game depending on the situation. So like it's like a, you know, imagine like a, I don't know, like a 80-year-old black woman, you know, but like excited,
yeah,
and eyes all bugged out. Yeah, exactly. And then
out.
If you wiggle the right joystick on the controller, the character will dance. Like, but it dances like, remember those weird toys you used to get that had the base and say it was a horse or a man, it had strings through it. And you would like push the bottom of the toy, and it would kind of get limp
kind of
and meh. Move around, and it's like kind that. Yeah,
folded and did
yes,
things.
It moves like that.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of just to do that was fun. Like, my wife and I were playing last night, and we only had the demo. I didn't buy the whole game, but I looked really smart because she didn't know that I had actually played the demo already once.
Oh, funny.
So yeah, so it was questions like they're really hard questions, really vague questions like. What year was penicillin like invented? Something like that, you know, like I don't know.
It was an accident.
Well, I know that, yeah. But so then everyone kind of guesses, and then you bet then on what you think is the best answer or the closest answer without going over it. So let's say you're guessing like 1940, you don't know. But then you see most people are around 36, 32, 28, you know, maybe like, okay, well, maybe it's probably 30. You know, 1930 sounds good. And then the computer will also apply a payback value based on the right answer. So, say, like, you're closer than someone else is to the right answer,
mm-hmm.
Well, then you only have a 2-to-1 chance, right? But, like, the further away you get without going, or the closer you get to the right answer without going over, maybe the odds are better. Like, maybe it's a 5-to-1 or 8-to-1 payback. So
it's
really
like
kind of
horse racing yourself.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's, exactly. It's interesting. A game. It was fun. But, again, I look like a genius. So, yeah, Emma was like, wow, David. She's like, you're so funny, smart, and tall.
Wow, you're great.
I know that.
Amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, I played some Wits and Wagers. I played some other stuff on the Xbox Live Arcade. I played, there's a new, I can't remember the name of the game right now, but there's a new, it was a part 2 of, remember the one you play, that's a little tank, and you drive around, and you shoot stuff? Yeah, it's like that, but part two. Yeah, not okay. interesting at all.
That one?
Yes.
Not... Wow, that limits it down.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
You're a tank. Uh-huh. First game ever to have a tank.
Oh, yeah, and then you shoot stuff.
And then you drive around.
And you drive, yeah. Drive around is the part that really...
Defines.
Yes, it made it a unique game.
The shooting, too.
Plus, they put a two.
Tanks that shoot,
number
wow.
two. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good game.
Amazing concept.
Yes. So, I played that. Lots of fun. Didn't pay my 800 Microsoft points for that game.
Yeah.
So, otherwise, I'm playing GTA, and of course, WoW. And then the occasional yes. Boink here and there with the old lady. So
the old lady,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Wow, fluffer.
Yeah, the wow fluffer. I love that, dude. That's fucking great.
That's awesome.
Loves it. Yeah, happy marriage, I must say. Probably not for long.
Hey, I need a fluffer now.
Yes, yes. It's been 8 hours. Get on this. Take a hit off this. So
I need a buff.
Yeah. So moving on to gossip. Any word around the campfire? You guys heard anything new going on in the world of gaming?
Let's see.
Awesome game I heard about. I'm actually pretty excited about it. It's like almost a new wow to me. Dragon Ball Z MMO.
You told me about this.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to make a Dragon Ball Z MMORPG.
Him and the Dominator are pretty...
Dragon Ball Z fans.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love that. But they haven't made a good game yet. That's like going back to childhood. Because I remember I used to come home like the fight scenes would last like a month.
Oh yeah,
like, you know, it's like, you know, like charging for 3 days. And the guy would fly back, and suddenly a mountain disintegrates.
Oh, that's like playing WoW though, because they level up. You know, after every battle, they get stronger.
Like every time, it's like he's like barely makes it, and somehow he like the next guy is even more powerful, and he barely makes it again.
It's a great cartoon. You know, I mean, it's stupid just because, you know, like they charge up for like 3 episodes. You know, like
charging,
half hour of
charging.
This guy holding an energy ball in his hand. You know, it's like just throw it, damn you! Come on.
Just throw it.
You know, but I mean, just when they actually do the battles and, like, the exciting, like, Dragon Ball Z stuff, you know.
Fast candy punch.
Yeah. Are you going to pick up Conan?
I'm tempted to. At the same time, it's like, I just spent, like, how many hours from WoW leveling. Yeah. I don't even want to try another one right now.
They released that new Conan MMO.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's, like, the new thing?
I've seen screenshots. Maybe they weren't screenshots. Maybe they were art. I don't know. But it was beautiful that I saw.
It's cool. It's definitely cool.
Yeah,
it
looked beautiful. I heard...
Someone's already 80 or level in that game.
Yeah,
you
heard
about that?
Yes, as I was mentioning.
80. Like, 5 days.
It's been like 5 days, yeah.
5 days since the game.
Has maxed out.
Must be an easy game.
Well,
exactly.
It must be poorly built, if that's the
case. Like, if you can level 80 in 5 days and you never played the game, even if you played the beta, so still, it's like...
Yeah, day one.
Like, I know the record is like, what, 24 hours in...
No.
25 hours in WoW.
Is it that low?
Athena.
Athena.
One day in Athena. Sorry, mm-hmm. Athena. Sorry.
Yeah, you got the record.
Athena. So Athene, yeah, I think he holds the record. I mean, I know he holds the record.
Yeah, it's like one day and what, 2 hours or something. Yeah. Well, anyways, but Grant, how long has he been playing? You could like map out exactly what to do.
Yeah.
It's 5 days in the game. No one even knows what they're doing in that game.
Right.
You know, you're there's probably places
is that
no one,
cap? Is that the level?
The cap,
oh,
yeah.
Right on. Yeah.
It's like, how do you reach a cap that fast? How,
yeah.
I mean, how, do you know where they go?
That's unrealistic.
How do you know where they go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And imagine like... First time I ever played WoW, it was like the biggest thing was like, oh, where the hell is this guy to turn the quest in?
Yeah.
And
that
was back in the days before Quest Helper.
That's what took so much time was that.
I played that and I stopped and I started up again. Yeah.
So anyway, Conan's out. That's new and like kind of big word on the block.
There's like
Mass Effect 2, you said it's been a rumor floating around.
Mass Effect 2, there's all sorts of cool ones. In the PC world, anyways. PC always gets great. That stuff.
Oh, yeah, they got all
as
the
far mold. As MLGs.
The mole?
I guess that's the Dragon Ball Z game is also going to be for the Xbox 360, I hear.
Oh.
Oh, really?
So that could be kind of an interesting thing.
They're going to...
Good.
I think, let's see, there's Warhammer, which looks interesting, but they're also working on Warhammer 40K.
I think Warhammer might be the one that's going to convert me, man.
The WoW Killer?
I don't know. It's very PvP-oriented.
Have you... seen the Indiana Jones yet?
No.
Well, this week I had seen Indiana Jones with the boy here in Carleone. We went a few days ago and we saw it at like noon. The day after. Like, it released at midnight the night before. We went noon the next day. So we were 12 hours past the premiere, the first series, but we saw it day one. So that was good.
This is something to brag about.
What's that?
Nothing to brag about. I've seen it noon day one.
Hey, man, I saw it day one.
True hardcore
one,
so. Midnight, baby.
Well, I didn't want to steal it. I had to.
No, not for Indy, but like for like Star Wars and like.
I had a job, all right. I had a job.
We were doing stuff.
Yeah,
I
keep my wife. Man.
I know what you mean.
I know.
So let me guess, though. You're probably up to midnight playing WoW.
I was.
Ow!
So, son, what do you think about the new Indiana Jones movie?
If you recall, a couple shows ago, we kind of had that review on what we saw before.
Mm-hmm.
And I said they were going to make a lot of jokes about him being old.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
They did.
I called it.
Yep.
And, I mean, it was a good movie-ish, you know? I mean, there's a couple of annoying, like,
I thought they did a pretty good job of balancing him being old. They have to acknowledge that. You can't ignore it. You know,
you can't just be
like in Rocky, they talked about him being old,
right.
You know, and stuff.
Or
you
Rambo.
I didn't see Rambo, but...
Guys, haven't seen Rambo.
Did it release on DVD this week?
Yeah. That movie is entertaining. There's no story. They don't try to make a story. It's just literally like... For some reason, every bullet that comes out of his gun makes people explode. That's kind of fun. You know, you're just like, oh my god, it's so raw.
it's gory. Definitely.
It's outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
But I think with Indiana, it was fun. It definitely had the same feeling that the originals did. It felt the same, but it ended a little bigger than maybe I would have liked, or ended a little differently than I would have liked. It just felt... It didn't feel like the same movies.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can say.
Don't keep that away. I haven't seen it yet.
No. I'm not going to spoil it. There's no spoilers. It's just my opinion. So when you see it, and you're watching the movie, and you've been thinking back, Rapture, you silly fuck.
You guys remember the TV show, Young Indy?
Oh, I saw it a couple times, and I didn't ever get into it.
It was okay, but I just remembered.
So anything else about that?
It was entertaining, definitely.
Yeah.
But like a couple of things, you know, like I don't know, like I'm not too big into the things like they're like unbelievable, you know. Like,
yeah, well, you remember it was an adventure. It was a over the top kind of adventure.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of bumbling going on, and I think at this point because he's so old, it doesn't play the same way it used to when he was young. Like you know how back in the like in the time when he would like be doing some kind of like he would go for some kind of fantastic crazy stunt,
mm-hmm.
and he would just miss, or he would like. Fall, or he would look kind of dumb because like he went to like get his gun and shoot the guy, but he didn't have his guns and they had to fight. And it was kind of like he was like goofy and bumbling, but he always worked out for him, you know.
Right.
But when he got older in this iteration, it felt like he was inept, or they're making fun of the fact that he was older. It didn't play the same way because it's not the same guy. Does that make sense? Like even though it's Harrison Ford, it was 10, 15, 20 years later, however long it's been since the last
20
one.
Years, yeah.
Yeah. And so it just comes off more like they're making fun of the fact that he's an old man now, rather than that's Indiana, that's the character.
He was the bumblebee.
Yeah.
Kind of goof.
Yeah, it came off like there was almost insulting to me.
Right. Yeah.
They're making fun of him. But I still had a good time.
Yeah, it sounds like it kind of ruins the character.
It ruins the character a little bit.
No, you have it built up in your head like the old Indies, you know?
Yeah, totally. And then, what's the other character's name? The actual actor's name he was in? Is it Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf or whatever?
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf, yeah.
Boof.
He was in Shia LaBeouf. Something like that. Shiloh.
Shia. The guy that was in the Robots movie.
He was in Transformers.
Transformers.
No.
Shia.
He was the main character in Transformers.
Whoopi.
Anyway. How dare you?
Yeah.
Anyway, he did a good job. I liked him. He didn't seem skinny. I think he would be too small for the part. He didn't. Sorry?
I was going to say, that guy reminds me exactly like the guy who does the Mac commercials.
Oh, totally. Probably.
Like,
you could interchange them and it would be,
I get those confused. I don't even know who's doing.
Yeah. I'm a Mac, I'm a PC, that guy.
Yeah.
Kid, yeah. But anyway, but he did a good job in this. He was charming. He didn't seem to be trying too hard. He wasn't the same guy he was in Transformers that like, whoa, stop. Whoa.
Yeah,
he wasn't that guy, you know. He was actually...
He's not typecast?
No. He seemed very...
He's not Keanu Reeves.
No. Shh. Careful.
Hey, I hate not to bring up something, but I have to agree with Carl Leone.
You should agree with Carl Leone.
Yeah. I have to say,
he's the only
I agree with play. Keanu Reeves as like one character, but I think he was perfect for that character. You know, like that's why
they needed the him.
yes.
Sorry,
Shane Southers, but I just wanted to say that because I know you were against him. But...
I feel somebody could have
Keanu
done a
Reeves,
really good
you're
job.
Totally right. Keanu plays one character. Like, he's the same guy. You know?
That wasn't the point we were making. The point we were making was...
Could someone else play main character? No. I think that part was perfect for that Keanu. That weird, like, he can be cool, but he's kind of like, I don't know, that awkwardness. It was perfect for him. I mean, who else would be... No one else I could picture. No one.
Well, that's because no one else
Smith
has done
it. Will Smith could have done it.
Wrong. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
He's got it in the bag.
No, you're stupid.
You turned that down.
You can take a timeout right now. I could have
done that. I love Will Smith. You know, he does do some funny-ass shit, but, like, no way.
He's a ninja. Look at him go.
He would have never... He would have turned that movie, and it would have just been, like, Hitch and Matrix, you know?
The golden movie.
Well, that new... There's that new...
Hancock?
Yeah.
Movie?
The new Will Smith movie?
Yeah, the new superhero.
He looks funny.
He was great in
Hitch?
Crap. No, not Hitch. The vampire one. No, they weren't vampires. One of the last man on Earth.
Oh,
in New York.
Last Man Standing.
Oh, no.
Last Man Standing.
It was, damn it.
Doomsday.
No, no.
Shut off.
It was...
Matrix one. Barney.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. Oh, thank you.
I saw that
so
on the
happy
on the movie on my way to Thailand. I saw that for the first time.
I Am Legend.
What?
It's a great movie.
First time.
For the first
try
time.
Go watch that in the dark in your room. It's scary.
Scary.
Watch it's it. Like, yeah, not, he, watch it with actual like surround sound.
But I had headphones that were all crackly and it was good.
It was still good.
Yeah, it was great. It was someone else's ear was on there. And
yeah, well, I had to open the bag so.
Oh, they might have. And you ever notice that bag sealer in the bag?
Yeah, that little vacuumer.
Yeah, $10. This costs us 50 cents.
Yeah, it's got hair on it.
It's bastards.
Yeah, but it's in a bag.
Yeah, that movie was great.
Yeah. So, anyways, Indiana Jones, check it out. Definitely worth seeing. I was entertained. I loved it. It harkened back to something in my childhood. You know, it touched those strings in my
heart.
You
gotta get the box set.
I have 2 copies actually. I have the VHS and DVD versions of Indiana Jones. Oh yeah. I'm a fan. I'm a fanboy. And being a fan, I say, go see it. It was fun. It was well-produced. And the chick who played the bad girl, the chick from Lord of the Rings, you know her name? With the big cheekbones.
Chick.
Oh, dude. Oh, so hot, man.
I hear there's no Nazis this time.
No, they're Germans.
They're Germans?
No, they're Russians. Sorry, yeah, not Germans. They're Russians,
See, that ruins it, though. Yeah, it's always
But they're really Nazi-esque.
They're really... Bad
they seem
Russians.
Like Nazis. Yeah.
They're not Nazis.
Yeah. But
see,
I mean,
come on. Indy got to meet Hitler.
But like in GTA...
He handed Hitler a book.
Which one was that? The third one?
The third one, yeah.
Third one,
with
yeah,
his dad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
remember
yeah.
He signed... He got an autograph from
That's
Hitler.
That's right. I know. But in this movie, though, it's very... It's not as like vague as in GTA. GTA people will assume that Nico is Russian. He doesn't actually say he's Russian. He's like Eastern European, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
He's not actually Russian. So, these are Russians. Yeah, so.
Yes.
Check it out. Anyway, I do say check it out. Anything else you want to mention before we wrap it up tonight?
No? I'm good. No? Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, absolutely. Hey, happy campers. Yeah, it's great to have you. Hopefully we'll see you more often.
I'd love to be on here more often.
Yeah, I think it was a great time. Please visit the forums. We have, again, there's been a real transition going on in the real world. But the Leet Speak community should keep moving forward and keep moving on and that kind of thing. And so while on there, of course, we still have the Leet Speak the Guild on World of Warcraft on the Blood Scalp server. So
see,
please check us out.
Yeah.
We're all progressing. And, we'll be on all times for grouping or for dungeon raiding, whatever else.
Yeah, and you guys never need any help. I'm 70, so
yeah,
help.
And your name was?
Bloody Mind.
Bloody Mind. Which one
Hit
of
me
these,
up.
He's thinking about periods all the time, so that's the important thing. Yeah.
Look at him.
Think about a woman's time of the month. Hence the term Bloody Mind.
Bloody Mind.
I like it.
Well, I tried Bloody Hell the first time, but it wouldn't let me.
Bloody Hell. Yeah.
Like
oh, bollocks.
And it was like Bloody Hand sounded kind of weird. So like,
Bloody Hand sounds really bad.
Bloody Hand.
Bloody Hand.
Who's that hand?
Hey, anyway, I'm your host, Rapture Rabbit. I was with
the... The boy.
And Happy Camper.
Happy Camper tonight. And we want to wish you all a great Leet Week. And keep on gaming.
Thanks
See
for
you next
tuning
time.
In.
Thank
One,
you.
3, 3, 7.